Enough of that AC/DC from Robo DJ, because now you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Jordan Bosmer, and you're listening to Jordan and the Funky Bunch. No Funky Bunch this week. I'm sorry for that loss, but you guys have me, and that's all you need, because you've had me for 22 weeks now. And it's been an excellent 22 weeks, and we're going to start it off with a nice chill song by Alec Bailey called Roseanne, and I hope you enjoy this track.
Why you gotta go and try to break my heart?
That was a little track called Roseanne by Alec Bailey, just released recently. He actually released an album, and it's pretty good. I listened through it this afternoon. It's fairly decent, even though I've never heard any other songs by him, I don't think, but he apparently makes music like Frank Ocean, John Mayer. That's what his about page says, but no one really cares. We're going to move on to a track by Sieb and Hyazakite called Free to Go. And this song was also released very recently, last week actually, and Sieb makes a lot of remixes, so an original song by him, it's nice to see. Hope you enjoy. Free to Go. That was Free to Go by Seeb and High as a Kite. It's a pretty good track, a little bit of a high BPM vibe, and I hope you guys enjoyed that. It wasn't what the vibe I wanted to go for, I'm not gonna lie, but it was a good song, and I enjoyed it, so I hope you guys did too. But the next song I'll be playing is a song I feel like you'll definitely enjoy. It's by Tame Impala. It's his new track that he released this past Friday. It's called Borderline. He played it on SNL, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
We'll be right back.
That was Borderline by Tame Impala, and I hope you enjoyed it. I think this is probably about the fourth week in a row I've played a Tame Impala song, and there's nothing wrong with that, because Tame Impala is just, every song he's been releasing and he has released is such a great vibe, and that's the vibe I want to go for on my radio show. If I can make music, if I could only have music like that, I think my radio show would be a much better show. Not to mention, it's already pretty bad, so anything could probably make it better. But that doesn't matter. I'm going to move on to another track by Cautious Clay. I've played him quite a few times in this show as well. It's a remix by Faisal Matin. I've never heard of him, but apparently he's released one song, and it's this one. So I hope you enjoy it. It's called Call Me. Faisal Matin Remix. The Faisal Matin remix by Cautious Clay and Faisal Matin, of course, and that's a pretty good track. It's got a nice vibe, and Cautious Clay's got a nice voice. His name most likely based off of the boxer Cassius Clay, but he's a little more cautious than Cassius, so hope you guys enjoyed that. The next song I'm going to be playing is a little bit more tropical vibe. It's kind of like a tropical house song, and it's called It's a Storm by Young and Sick. I misspoke there, but I hope you enjoy It's a Storm by Young and Sick.
I've been glitching again, too much time with my friends and vices. I've been itching to find some balance in life, yet to find it. But I will not lose you, my
it's a storm.
That was It's a Storm by Young and Sick. You might know another song by them called Every High. I don't know. I've never heard of Young and Sick, but the song was on my New Music Friday, and I enjoyed it, and I hope you guys did too. The next song I'll be playing is a little bit more of a popular song. It's called Better by S.G. Lewis and Claro. It's a pretty poppin' song, I'm not gonna lie. I'm very energized by this track right here, as you can all hear. But it's called Better by S.G. Lewis and Claro, and I'll no longer give you preemptive assumptions about the song and let you hear it. That was Better by S.G. Lewis and Claro. A little bit of a nice little track by S.G. Lewis and Claro. Don't know who either of them are, but Claro's made a couple good songs. Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Pretty Girl. I've played both of those songs on my radio show, actually, so I hope you guys enjoyed those. And the next one I'll be playing by a more familiar artist to my listeners, maybe. I've played him before, Omar Apollo. His last name sounds like chicken in Spanish. But this song is so good. It's not one of his slower tracks, and it shows off his vocals, and I hope you guys enjoy So Good by Omar Apollo.
I'm
That was So Good by Omar Apollo. He normally releases much more R&B type tracks. R&B, just slow tracks that show off his voice, but this one is real funky, so I feel like I needed to play it. Omar Apollo, I really enjoy him. He was recommended to me by my friend Ty, and that song is just super funky, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. But we're going to move on, get a little bit slower now, I think. Well, I'm going to start getting slower, but... Oh yeah, this song's slow. But this song's called If I Were You by Cloud. Or Claude. One of the two. But C-A-L-A-U-D. If I Were You.
If I were you, I'd drive 90 in my Subaru. Match my outfits with my hair too. Block my calls just to mess with you. Leaving back door every night before you get up. No heads up.
That was If I Were You by Claude. No, I'm sorry if you got a little preview of the next song, but it's to all my Game of Thrones fans out there. It's by Maren Morris, Kingdom of One. Game of Thrones, just season 8 just started yesterday. I was very excited, very thrilled for the opening, and it was a fantastic episode. Only 5 more left. I'm very nervous, but excited at the same time. So I hope you guys enjoy Kingdom of One. It showcases a little bit of the musical art that Game of Thrones likes to feature. So hope you guys enjoy.
First life sacrifice, birds eyes, saw the sun. Reach out and touch your faith, give up on it.
That was Kingdom of One by Maren Morris, and I think it might be an assumption, but I think with every episode they're going to release a couple of tracks. They released two for the first episode. The second one was decent, is by the Lumineers, but this song I feel like really, I don't know, it just had a nice, it really expressed how I felt when I was watching the episode. A lot of intensity, but not that much going on, you know? It felt like just all of a sudden something was going to snap and something was going to go off. But it didn't. Not yet, at least. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. But now we're going to move on to a song by the Cranberries. A little bit of Irish rock. Not their most popular song, Linger or Zombie. Because those songs are too whack. We're going to play their third most popular song called Dreams. And everybody else is doing it, so why can't we? From that album. And I hope you guys enjoy Dreams by the Cranberries.
Thank you.
That was Dreams by the Cranberries. A little bit of yodeling at the end right there. It was a nice sound, I think. We're going to move on to a different song by the Bangles. One of the most popular songs called Manic Monday. It was written by Prince, or the artist formerly known as Prince. But here we go. Jump right into it. Manic Monday on a night on 9:45 p.m. on a Monday. And I hope you guys enjoy. Manic Monday, written by Prince, performed by the Bangles. Hope you enjoyed. I'm gonna move right on because I've got two more songs I want to play, and I want you both to hear them. Nope, I want you to hear them both. This one is called Depreston, recommended by my friend George, and I hope you guys enjoy it. It's from her Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit, and he really likes this album, actually. I think it's one of his favorites, so I think it's about time I gave it a shot. Depreston by Courtney Barnett.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first
And that was To Preston by Courtney Barnett, a song about Preston in Australia and how it's a little bit depressing. Courtney Barnett, someone who just seems to write about what she likes to look at, or what she's looking at. And that's kind of respectable, because she makes a nice rhythm and a nice tune out of just what she's seeing that day. A house hunting experience in Preston, Australia. You can't get much better than that, I don't think. But we're going to move on to something that could possibly be better than that, and it's The Green, Green Grass of Home, a little bit of a country track by Elvis Presley. Let's just get right into it. You don't need to hear anything about it. It's Elvis. You'll get it.
Stepped out from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and my papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold, lips like cherry. The green, green grass of home. Yes, and they'll all come to me. Arms reaching, smiling sweetly, whispering to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. The green, green grass of home. Yes, and they'll all come to meet me. Arms reaching, smiling sweetly. Oh, it's good to touch the green. Then I awake and look around me. Tall gray walls surround me. And I realize I was only dreaming. I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, and they'll all come to see me in the shade of an old oak tree as I lay me beneath the green, green grass of home.
That was The Green, Green Grass of Home by Elvis Presley, and I thought, like, that would be a fantastic track to end the song on, or end the night on, end the hour on. People seem to forget how much of a country man Elvis was. He's a Blue Suede Shoes, Hound Dog, and then whatever that song was, I don't know, it doesn't matter. That song's pretty good. You guys know it, right? But just wanted to remind you that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This was Jordan Bosmer, and you're listening to WJRH and Jordan and the Funky Bunch. And I'll see you guys next week.